had had dreams of escaping and flying around the world, but those dreams had morphed into a simpler life. He had grown up, and he wouldn't be leaving. His family needed him. The town needed him. When he had been at his lowest, they had stepped up and supported him. Being a sheriff's deputy in his small community by the sea made him happy. This restlessness would pass. The only thing missing was a family of his own. He wanted a connection with someone like his parents had. It was only worse today because she was back. Catalina Wimberly. He glanced at his phone. She had called again. Why was she back after 6 years of silence? She had been his best friend for so long. Then he'd made the mistake of expecting more. 2 weeks of perfection, then he had lost her without knowing why. Was she home for the holidays? Was it her father's health? His thumb hovered. A tiny part of his stupid heart wanted answers. Nope. He was not going to reply. If it had to do with her family's ranch, his father was the Wimberly foreman. They should call him. His mom had also left a message. Another daughter or cousin of a friend she wanted him to meet. Maybe he should call Vanessa again. They had gone on a couple of nice dates. She wasn't too bad. With a grunt, he shook his head. He wanted more than not bad. He didn't have the energy to deal with any of this tonight. 6 years ago, Kat had walked away from him, and he was over her. He was. Or maybe he was lying to himself, and he had never taken his heart back. His gut twisted. Why was Kat in town? Thoughts of her didn't fill his brain anymore. Not every day, anyway. The unanswered questions had stopped taunting him in the late hours of the night. He had given everything to his family as his mother went through all the treatments to knock the cancer out of her body. Thankfully, his mom had won that battle, but he had lost the remains of his heart when Kat abandoned him. He had needed her, and she had fled back to school in California, disappearing from his life. More than disappeared. The town gossips couldn't tell him fast enough that she had gotten engaged to another man. She couldn't take a minute to explain what he had done wrong, other than being the son of her father's ranch hand. What he struggled with the most was why she had given herself to him completely, only to run away the next morning. Had she just felt sorry for him? The pity in everyone's eyes when the engagement was announced was doubled when they heard that the couple was expecting a baby. Hiding wasn't an option. And to make it worse, they brought him casseroles as if someone had died. His gut twisted. Kat had been his friend for years, and it had felt so natural to fall in love with her. He should have known better. They were from different worlds. He bit down with his back molars, grinding his teeth. Stop thinking about her. It doesn't matter.
Sanchez?
Sam said his name as though he had been trying to get his attention for a while now.
Yeah, just thinking. Careful. That's a dangerous activity for a man, especially if it has to do with a woman. I hear the Wimberly girl is back.
With his eyes closed, Andres groaned to the sky. The locals knew him too well. He definitely had a love-hate relationship with his hometown. I'm fine.
Okay then, you have a good night.
With a wave, Sam went left toward the old field house. Andres watched until he disappeared into the darkness. A few minutes later, headlights came on and the older man drove off. With Sam safely on his way home, Andres turned right, then paused. His truck should be the only vehicle in the parking lot. The term parking lot was used loosely. It was more of a large pasture with beaten down grass. There was an older Civic he didn't recognize parked on the other side of his Ford. A woman pulled on his door handle. He froze. His lungs stopped working. Catalina. Even with her back to him, there was no doubt it was her. He hated that he knew her so well. Worse, there was a small, traitorous part of his heart that slammed with excitement